This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 2575. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. You know, this is a show today where, you know, sometimes I'm asked, you know, how do these company recruiters find people? And that's really what we're covering today. It's a simple show. It's a Friday. I thought I would do something easy for myself and answer a perplexing situation for some of you. And in the meantime, I'll just simply say we'll be back in just one moment. Hi, I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and people hire me for No BS career advice globally. That can relate to a job search, hiring more effectively, managing and leading better, dealing with a career transition or a workplace issue. If you're interested in my support or my help, you can schedule time for a paid coaching session with me at my website, thebiggamehunter.us. And while you're there, there's a ton of useful information in my blog that you can watch, listen to, or read. There's information about my video courses, my books, and guides. Again, thebiggamehunter.us. So this is about ways that recruiters find candidates to fill positions. And this could be corporate recruiters, this could be agency recruiters, doesn't really matter. But most of this is going to be relevant for corporate recruiters, and you'll see why in a little bit. The first way, of course, is online job boards. And recruiters will use job boards to post open positions and search for qualified candidates. Because the boards have a resume database, they also have a place where you can post jobs. A second way is through social media. Recruiters can use, you know, LinkedIn and other platforms to find and connect with potential candidates. Employee referrals. Many companies offer referral programs that give current employees an incentive to refer qualified candidates for open positions. Fourth, career fairs. Less useful these days than they were in the past. Some are now online, some are in person, but recruiters will attend career fairs to meet possible candidates and learn about their skills and experiences, and more often than not, collect resumes of people who attend and then go back in touch with them once they get back to their office. Next is professional associations. Joining a professional association and networking groups can help a recruiter connect with potential candidates in the industry that they're trying to fill positions from. Resume databases. Now, these are more often than not internal databases of previous applicants or potential candidates who've expressed an interest in working for their firm. Temp agencies, headhunters, you know, executive search firms, contingency firms, contingency recruiting firms. These all fall into the realm of third-party organizations that they contract with to help them fill positions. College recruiting, campus recruiting. Many companies have campus recruiting programs that allow them to spot and recruit recent grads for entry-level positions. Internships, it's like try before they buy. They have a chance to evaluate someone as a potential candidate for a full-time position after graduation. Postings on their website. So yes, they can go to job boards, but the extra piece to this is posting through their own website. And there are search engines like Indeed and Glassdoor that help recruiters find people, and they'll do a search based on keywords and qualifications. Cold outreach. Now, to me, cold outreach is a misnomer, because how do you find these people to do a cold outreach to? Answer, they go on LinkedIn, they use LinkedIn Recruiter, they do outreach through Recruiter, or they will do outreach just because they found the person on the site. Networking events. Attending a networking event, you know, related to the industry or a conference, is a way that a recruiter can meet potential hires and learn about their goals, interests, and experiences. And lastly, and I think this gets underutilized, Google. Recruiters learn Boolean search techniques to find resumes of potential hires on Google, through Google. And as a result, what they're able to do is locate resumes, locate profiles, speaking situations. The more senior you are, if you've written a white paper, spoken to a conference, done something that makes you more visible, it allows you to stand out. And this can also be true, not just simply for senior professionals, but for anyone who's contributed something that Google has been able to locate. It's one of the reasons why it's useful to have a website of your own that allows you to highlight your knowledge and expertise and get visible to Google. Hope you found this helpful. I'm Jeff Altman. My website is thebiggamehunter.us. Go to the site and go exploring. There's just a ton there that'll help you. Plus, you can schedule time for a free discovery call or a paid coaching session, or I actually work with you in the session. Find out about my video courses, my books and guides that are on Amazon. There's a lot there to help. I also want to mention, connect with me or follow me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Have a terrific day and be great.